Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This is Interrobang. An interrobang is when a question mark and an exclamation point are next to each other. Really, that's the actual name for that. You'll find an interrobang at the end of the name of my podcast, Why Are People Into That? See how it kind of needs both the question mark and the exclamation point in there? Interrobang is also a short, exclusive segment that you get when you subscribe to Why Are People Into That on Acast, which you've done, so thank you for supporting Indie Pervert Media. On this episode of Interrobang, my guest is Chelsea Poe. Chelsea is a queer porn force to be reckoned with. In this episode, we discuss butt selfies, sexting close calls, and the future of trans porn. Chelsea, do you like sexting?
That's all right.
Yeah. Do you like sending pictures, or do you like? You were saying you're a very verbal person. Yeah. So does the idea of being like humiliated or dominated, like by someone via sexting, is that intriguing to you?
Yeah, it's really filthy because I'm like in Whole Foods and I'm getting all these fucked up texts or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah, that's kind of hot.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one of the things that I talk about in my book. I have a new book out about sexting, and I definitely talk about how like one of the ways that you can sext is when you know that your partner is doing something boring. And you know that your partner has like a lock screen and like is not going to be like, you know, have the wrong.
Oh. I ran into an issue with this recently.
Oh, please. Actually, oh, please.
I left my phone in Michigan at my mom's house and she had my phone. And I kind of have a mommy, like we do some stuff occasionally, and they were texting me the filthiest shit.
Oh, no.
So I was getting it on my computer and my mom's like, oh, I turned your phone off, and I did not trust it at all. I was terrified.
Oh my god, mommy and mommies shall never shall the twain meet. Oh no.
Yeah, so yeah, and they were labeling my phone as mommy at the time. So
she's like, wait, what? I did not say that.
Yeah, that's such a risky game you're playing when they're like next to each other on the phone, like with texting. Like,
yes,
it's scary.
Yeah. Do you have any tips for avoiding situations like that?
Just be careful. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any. I don't know. I'm just the person who'd be anxious and like,
yeah,
for hours and be like, oh no. Like, that's it.
But do you set your phone so that like nobody, there's no previews or?
No, there are previews and there's no lock thing either. So,
but can't you set that?
I could, but why I don't is I used to have a phone and it got water damage.
Yeah.
Because I went to a phone party and it was like in my bra or something.
Uh-huh.
And I couldn't enter the thing. It wouldn't let me because parts of the screen didn't work.
But gotcha.
The slide would.
Gotcha.
So I'm like, I'm never doing that again.
Oh my god.
So I guess I'm at risk now for that, but
I mean, for some people, it would probably cause major issues in their lives, but it sounds like for you, you're like, hopefully mom doesn't see texts from mommy.
I mean, my mom knows I'm into really fucked up stuff. Like,
yeah.
We were, our whole family was watching, Chelsea Handler has a new show on, Netflix and we were watching it. And yeah. There was like a BDSM thing and they were like, why did they call him daddy? I'm like, oh, it's just a BDSM thing. And they're like, what? Like, oh, that's normal. It's everywhere in the Bay. It's Tuesday.
Yeah, it's just a nurturing dominant. Come on.
Well, like, yeah, I don't know. I also feel like in the gay community, like, it is kind of different roles, too. I think, yeah. Like, these roles actually have a nurturing thing to them.
I totally agree.
And, like, second families are totally real in the queer community, and I'm closer to my second family than probably my actual family.
Yeah.
So I feel like those roles kind of actually do really play a real role.
Well, I agree.
Yeah.
So I would love it if you would answer a question from one of my Patreon patrons. I asked them to send me their questions about sexting because of my new sexting book. And I have one right here that actually it's a question, but it's just phrased as not even a sentence. It just says, butt selfies. That's the question.
Butt selfies. Okay.
But no, okay. So, butt selfies. How do you take them? I used to use a camera with a timer, but I don't have it anymore, and I can never seem to get it right with an iPhone. Help me, wise master.
Get a selfie stick.
Yeah? You think the selfie stick is crucial for the butt selfie?
I know this from Asia Pop. She's a very large large supporter of the selfie stick, and okay. That's how you do it. And who else did? I think a celebrity did like a tutorial on it, actually.
Selfies?
It might have been Kim.
Yeah, I think it might have been Kim.
So there's ways to do it. I do selfies on my MacBook a lot, so oh, I do like the 3-second thing. But you can get really good butt shots.
So do you ever take butt selfies with your phone?
No, I never do my phone. I don't know. I don't like being on my phone. I like keyboards and like more stuff. Like,
oh, interesting.
Yeah. I barely text on my actual phone. Huh. I might send 3 actual texts on my phone a day, but everything else
so
is
it's
just
all about the computer.
iMessage. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I like having a keyboard, all that stuff.
So what do you have any tips for using a laptop to take a good butt selfie?
I mean, lighting's important.
Tell me more. Like, what is your lighting tip?
I would just say probably backlighting is a good idea. I have Philips Hue lamps, so I can change all the settings, all the different color settings.
Nice.
So I can get exactly the way I want it. So
yeah,
if you want to invest in that for butt selfies, it's like $200. But you can always have your room be like purple.
Worth it.
And you can make really cool porn with it. That's actually what we made fucking Mystic with every single scene. So
nice.
The same lights. So or put a perfect thing for Amazon wish list.
Yeah.
If people will do that, that's how I got mine.
Cool.
Highly suggest it. Because you can do everything with those lights.
So what about like okay, so you're taking it with the, like, photo booth on your laptop, right?
Yes.
Do you, like, press the button and then it goes, like, 1, 2, 3 and takes a picture and then you, like, get into position really quick?
No, I have, like, my ass out already, like, towards the camera and do, like, the twist around thing.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So you want to be able to see it and make it perfect.
Totally.
What makes a great butt selfie, though? That's what I want to know.
I mean, it's all subjective.
I guess so. But do you feel like the butt selfies like look the best when you get like that great angle of the curve? Yeah, as much curve as possible.
I took one really good butt selfie, and I was really pumped about it recently. I don't know.
What was great about it?
It was just like very centered, and it was just like, wow, it's really centered. I was really pumped about it. Yeah. Cool. I really like my ass, so it works.
Do you like record videos to send to people?
Not really. I don't really like making videos per se, unless it's my job.
Yeah.
So if I'm doing like a film, I'm down for that. But like the idea of being like, I'm going to send you a video, nothing.
Yeah.
Like,
but what about a picture? Do you sext pictures to people?
Sometimes. It depends. I mean, I just have so many nudes on file where I'll just like, here you go. Like, you don't know it wasn't taken today, you know?
Oh my God.
Like,
that's
I have
so
a few
funny.
Really good boob shots. I'm just like, that's what I send to people.
Yeah.
Even though it's from 6 months ago, they'll never know.
That's so funny. So you think that recycling selfies is an okay thing to do?
Oh, yeah, of course. If no one knows
Yeah.
It's a victimless crime. It really is.
That's true. That's true. Everybody wins. I guess, like, I sometimes... part of the excitement of getting a selfie is the real-time aspect of it. Like, knowing that that person just took that for me right now in the moment.
I guess I'm jaded because I'm on camera every day for camming, so...
Sure.
Yeah. I don't do a lot of selfies. I don't like using my phone particularly.
Right, right, right.
So, I might do... When I'm traveling, I do Instagram a bit.
Yeah.
But for the most part, it's just like, wake up, do makeup, get food, go on cam.
Yeah.
And then try to avoid that at all costs afterwards.
Totally, totally. As a professional cam performer, model, talent, professional.
Guess.
do you have tips for people for putting on Skype shows for one another? Like, no.
No, just have fun. Like, I don't have any real tips. The way I do most of my shows are like peep show style, where I'll masturbate, just enjoy yourself, kind of thing.
So you don't really like talk to
Not usually. I've had a few dom shows in the last week. I don't know how that's happened. I
think you've been the dom?
No, I've been the sub, and I've just been like really horny. I've just been talking about it in my cam room.
Yeah.
And it just like kinda worked out the last week, which I might be doing more of in the future. But for the most part, it's just really vanilla stuff because most men who are into trans women just want to see us masturbate.
Interesting.
And I'm like,
okay,
I have an open mouth gag, I have five cocks here, like, let's do something. And they're like, no, just masturbate. I'm like,
okay. Yeah, again, you like want to be creative and conceptual, and people are like, no.
Yeah, when I worked at King Live, it was really disappointing because there was like a fucking machine, there was a Sibian, and there's like, can you just masturbate alone and like not do anything? Like,
it's a living,
and like,
right?
Other girls are like peeing on themselves and drinking their own piss and shit. And yeah. It's just like me being like, yeah, I masturbated.
So what do you think is the future of trans porn?
I think it's just gonna keep evolving. I think it's gonna go to a it's gonna expand.
The industry is gonna get bigger, there's gonna be more companies, more talent.
I mean, as
more of an audience.
I think just what... I think it could be more of an audience. I mean, I hear that trans porn's a fast-screwing genre in porn. I don't know what that's based on. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's what I heard at AVN a bunch.
Yeah. Sounds like the kind of statistic that people would be happy to throw around.
Yeah, like... Yeah,
but could they actually back it up?
And they're like, here's Chelsea Poe in the fastest genre of porn that's growing. I'm like, whoa. I don't know about all that. But, yeah. I think the genre is evolving, just like mainstream porn evolved in the mid-2000s with Stoy and Sasha Grey and queer porn and feminist porn and all that stuff, and alt porn. I think it's just evolving to a point, and I think you're seeing more and more trans women really having their own desires and showing those more than just...
That's awesome.
I'm going to masturbate. Just because I feel like there's no options for trans porn really before,
mm-hmm.
so all you have is vanilla.
Right.
So I think just being able to bring something else to it opens up. And also just the concept that the majority of people who watch mainstream porn are straight men. The majority of people who watch trans porn are straight men.
Right.
And there's all this segregation going on. And right. I think it's honestly unfounded because a lot of the same men are buying both things.
Right.
Having one trans woman on a site is not going to scare people off.
I think you're right.
And so I think it's just going to take time for companies to realize this, and you'll slowly see more and more trans women. Also, I think the performer-producer model is the future of porn, where everyone's just going to be making their own films, and...
Cool.
I think that's going to be really good for just to see real transsexuality, and you'll see way more extreme things, and you'll see way more, probably, soft things, and just, like, way more... nuance with porn. And I think what Nika Noel is doing in New England is terrific. It's a lot of it's vanilla for my personal taste, but it's just like really well written trans porn that's not fetishizing, that's just like really interesting roles and really interesting characters, and I think that's really important. But I think it's going to be a lot of trans women making their own content in the future that are going to change the industry and change the genre. I don't think that four straight cis men calling trans women slurs is going to be forever important. Like, I just don't think that's going to last. just like you saw a lot of the stuff from the 90s with all the slurs against cis women kind of disappear.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, I think that that's exciting to hear. And I have been really excited also to like see you, to like hear you popping up in like various media outlets, like being an advocate for trans porn and like talking about the way that trans women are like fetishized and the way that slurs are used so openly. And so I think that you're making a lot of that change happen, Chelsea.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm actually skipping a trans award show today, so it's great.
You're like over it.
Oh yeah, totally. Cine Kink is way better. It's way more of an experience, way more my people than awards where there's like stroker of the year. Like, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good.
Well, it's, yeah, that does seem to be the sort of the pattern of what I'm hearing, is that you're just like, you don't have any fucks to give, you are like doing what you actually want and people are really responding to it and you're changing the game.
I'm trying to. We'll see. I don't know if one person can change the game. I mean, again, I couldn't be doing what I'm doing without Toby Holmeyer and Drew DeVoe making it possible, for making a space for trans women in porn and queer porn before me, which I feel like this genre is just going to keep evolving, and queer trans women are going to keep pushing it further. And I think there's going to be people after me who are going to hopefully push away further and make me look like a sellout. So I'm hoping that happens.
Like, I can't wait to sell out.
I wish I could sell out. There's not much. There's nothing to sell out to. No one will. Yeah. There's no one buying.
So where do you see yourself in 5 years?
I'm thinking this question a lot. Yeah. I wanted to say I'm going to run for mayor in my hometown, but I'm not.
That would be amazing.
Right? That would be such a good answer. I'm going to be doing this in some capacity. 5 years ago, I was making this in basements in Michigan.
Yeah.
If 5 years, I'm doing that again, I'm fine with that. I don't know. This whole experience is something I never really anticipated through art. Growing up, being in bands and stuff, I'm like, wow, if someone in Chicago eventually hears this, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's famous.
Yeah, yeah.
Now it's like I have films showing all over the world and shit. And it's really amazing. And I'm really blessed to be in this situation. And I don't know. I have no clue what 5 years is going to be. I know I'm enjoying what I'm doing right now. As long as I keep enjoying and keeping creative projects, I'm going to keep doing it. I'm probably doing porn in some capacity for the rest of my life, so I don't think. But also, being a woman, I mean, your sexual peak's around, like, 28, 29.
Well, in terms of people's perception of you.
Yeah, but, and, like, physical peak for, like, athletes, which I think porn is super athletic.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you're going to have less energy, honey, by the time you're, you know, yeah, in your early 30s.
But so I'm going to be 29 in 5 years. So hopefully I'm going to be making the best stuff of my career. We'll see.
I can't wait.
Hopefully.
I'll be watching. Creep. Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to be MILF porn yet.
I mean, I started getting called a MILF when I was like 27.
See, I'm still doing teen stuff right now.
Well, there you go.
We'll see. I can't wait until it, like, because it just happens one day.
Yes.
So
you go from teen to MILF overnight.
I'm pretty excited about that, to go to MILF. That's going to be really fun, I think.
Well, I can't wait to see your MILF porn.
I can't wait either. I'm really excited about it. I think like 2 more years. I think once I hit 26, I think I'm going to.
Oy, that's true.
Hoping. Hoping.
Well, Chelsea, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me
on the podcast. Where can people find you on the internet?
You can find me at Chelsea. Wait, you can find me at ChelseaPoe.com. On Twitter at ChelseaPoe666. My Instagram is at FakeChelseaPoe. And I think that's about it.
Cool.
So thank you so much.
And where can people buy your porn?
RealQueerPorn.com. You can also find it at Pleasure Chest locations.
Oh, great.
In both the New York location, Chicago, and LA.
Sweet.
Yep.
Great. Well, thanks for being my guest and talking about dirty stuff. Thank you
so much. Yeah. Rounding the
planet, windows fill with light. Interrobang is produced and hosted by yours truly, Tina Horn. Our theme music is by my brother from another mother, Moot. Check out his gorgeous tunes at markedeutsch.bandcamp.com. That's markedeutsch. Follow at Tina Horns Ass on Twitter and Instagram, and visit whyarepeopleintothat.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.